Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Lisa Spellman of Intel. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks, Allison. Good to be here.
So, Lisa, this is the first time that you've been on Chip Chat. Why don't you give us a little bit of your background and your current role within Intel?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm excited to be here, and hopefully it's my first but not my last trip through the Chip Chat interview chair. So right now I am in our data center group, and I'm the general manager of our marketing organization as well as our enterprise group. So within our data center group that spans marketing, that cuts across all of our different platforms and solution offerings and products, that's kind of what we're here to talk a little bit about more today. And then within the enterprise segment, this is really focused on the customer base that we look at as our enterprise IT key customers that are looking at how to move their business forward and turn information technology into an asset that drives the business versus a cost driver or an expense to manage.
Today is a very exciting day across both of those charters with the launch of the new Xeon E7 platform. Can you tell me a little bit about what Intel delivered today and why this is important in terms of continued innovation?
So the Intel Xeon E7 V3 product that's launching today is pretty exciting for us. It's our second generation in the same platform, which means that it's going to be very easy to adopt for all of our customer base, but deliver significant performance improvements. So anytime we're making that transition for new technology, simpler and more cost-effective for our customers, as well as driving that significant performance improvement, we think it's a great story to tell. We're looking at 20% more cores, which a lot of scale-up workloads are hungry for. And then 20% more last level cache, which is also something that, again, these performance hungry workloads are looking for. And it leads to an overall really positive story for our customers and for our partners to get actual business value out of their technology investment.
E7 is an interesting product line because it's really designed for some specific workloads within a data center environment. Can you talk about the type of workloads that would benefit from the performance capabilities of this platform?
When we think of E7 and where we see our customers using it, we really think of that mission-critical type of applications, real-world or real-time analytics, business processing, your ERP, your data warehousing, your online transaction processing, large-scale virtualization efforts. A lot of times we look at E7 as kind of the heart of the data center and where you're getting the most insight and analytics out of your technology to help drive that business decision.
Can you talk a little bit about the work that Intel does with the ecosystem, the software community, to ensure that all of the performance is being delivered through the platform?
We're introducing in this E7 product Intel Transactional Synchronization Extensions, or Intel TSX for short. But when you look at any time Intel adds a new instruction set into the processor, we do have to drive that work with our ecosystem partners to see the results actually materialize. It's not enough for Intel to just add it. We need the software to take advantage of it. And one addition of Intel TSX drives a 5.9x performance improvement for multi-threaded applications. And it really makes that difference in transactional developing technology in the processor to deliver to that market need, and then working really closely with our ecosystem partners to actually bring it to life and make it available for our customer base.
There's been a lot of talk about quote-unquote real-time analytics or predictive analytics. E7 is at the heart of a lot of those experiences. Can you talk a little bit about how enterprise customers are changing their approaches to analytics and shaping their business, and how we see E7 platforms playing a role there?
When we look at this journey that a lot of enterprise IT is on to deliver that insight through their analytics work, it really is what we would call a scale-up type of model. Again, large database sets, really big, even getting into data lake type views of the world. and then building that into a scale-up architecture. So if you look again at this E7 processor that we've launched today, we can handle up to 12 terabytes of memory in an 8-socket configuration. That allows you to take an extremely large database in memory, and then right there within memory, do your analysis and analytics to get those business insights. So you have the opportunity to get more cost-effective big data workloads and provision big memory to match them so that you don't have your workload needing to go out and back across the network or out and back throughout the other data centers or moving around. It can all be done within your scale-up system. So the large memory capacity really helps drive the value proposition there to get to those largest data sets that are in memory.
When you take a look at the type of customer data information that these systems are processing, focus on security is something that's incredibly important for our customers. What kind of security enhancements have we built into this new platform?
E7 V3 has Intel Advanced Encryption Standard New Instructions, commonly referred to as Intel AES-NI, and Intel Trusted Execution Technology, which is also referred to as Intel TXT. These features allow for kind of broader use of hardware acceleration of encryption algorithms and also the creation of trusted virtualization pools. Building security into the hardware gives you that added layer of confidence in what you're doing. We have other security features as well that are existing and carry over from generation to generation. So what you'll see us continue to do is deliver security features and then add on top of them each generation to continue to keep up with the advancing and changing threat landscape, as well as offer our partners and customers more opportunities to drive software on top of the hardware that leads to an overall more robust security infrastructure as well.
Why is memory so critical in terms of these new real-time analytics type workloads? And how has Intel addressed that in terms of being able to ramp up the memory capability and memory capacity of the platform?
In a couple of ways, Intel does invest in ensuring there's a healthy and robust memory technology ecosystem and partnering across the ecosystem there. And you can see it with the transition we've made to DDR4 memory and working with the ecosystem there. And so by now, there's great supply, lots of offerings out there of DDR4 capability, and so we're excited to announce that as an option for support on this platform. But then for the in-memory computing, we really feel like this is a game changer from the innovation perspective for our customer base. There's no lack for data, but the magic comes when you can actually turn it into insight that drives your business decisions. When you have the ability to take huge amounts of data and filter it and analyze it in fractions of seconds, you really get into that real-time data-driven decision-making. And you get the accuracy improvement as you're able to analyze more in the same time, earlier warning signals of either business changes, market changes, or sometimes could be things like weather. You'll see one of our videos from the launch today is focused on earthquakes and using in-memory for prediction sets there. And also, it does give you a more practical solution from a price point perspective, that lower latency, ability to access your database tables. You don't have to pull from disk because you've got this great in-memory solution.
Lisa, congratulations on the launch. I know it's multiple years of work to get to this day, so very exciting day for the Intel teams and the industry teams that worked on delivery of these capabilities. Thanks so much. We hope to have you back on the show soon.
All right, looking forward to it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.